Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 1 of The Trailhead. I'm Adelaide Barrett.
And I'm Zach Stone.
And today we'll be discussing changes in democratic leadership around the globe.
Specifically, I think it's really interesting to look at the striking similarities between U.S. President Donald Trump, who has found himself amidst an unprecedented impeachment proceeding, and U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is suddenly facing the potential to lose power after just 4 months of taking office. So today we'll examine both how these leaders have found themselves in these situations, how these situations are surprisingly similar, and what the potential futures look like for both of these democratic leaders.
So I think to begin, it's important to take a look at Trump's platform throughout his campaign and presidency.
Right, so Adelaide, take us back to 2016. How have we gotten to the point where we are today with this impeachment proceeding?
So his campaign and his platform were largely based around the idea of making America great again, of putting America first in all types of foreign policy.
Right, and there's kind of a lot of examples for this hardline strategy. If you look at climate and the adamancy of the president to pull out of the Paris Climate Accords that have recently been formalized in just the last couple of weeks to start this process, and especially with trade, and you look at the trade war with NAFTA and the want to re-argue agreements that have been benefiting the U.S. for many years now, including NAFTA. And so it's this Trump really, his belief that the U.S. isn't getting enough out of these agreements and that America's needs should come first.
So with the recent whistleblower that informed the nation of the potential quid pro quo that Trump would stop sending military aid in the event that Ukraine refused to provide political information, all of this appears to be in line with what we know about Trump's platform so far. It's yet another example of putting America first.
So what you're saying is, due to Trump's past with putting America first, it shouldn't necessarily be surprising that should these claims of his actions and these quid pro quo relationship, should these be true, it shouldn't necessarily be surprising to the American people.
Exactly. So, now that we've gotten the U.S. side of things, let's contrast it with Britain's situation. Can you tell us a little bit about Boris Johnson?
Exactly. So, after Theresa May's difficulties in passing any sort of substantial legislation or real movement towards an actual Brexit, she stepped down as prime minister. And it seemed natural at this point for, you know, the leader of the advocates for Brexit to take the helm. And this is where Boris Johnson comes into play. Previously, he had been mayor of London. And a few years ago, when the Brexit vote took place, he was a last second switch to the yes, leave the EU. And this vote was really seen to be a big push for this side. And almost Johnson became the face of this Brexit movement with very little time remaining, about a week or so. And so then many later have contributed his presence and his support on this side to be one of the main factors in that yes vote, taking the unexpected win and narrowly the people voting to leave the European Union against, despite all other predictions.
And so, in the summer of 2019, Boris Johnson was elected Prime Minister of the UK, with his most notable policy being pro-Brexit.
So, it's clear that there are some fairly significant similarities and parallels in that both politicians campaigned for and were elected on these ideas and potential legislation, but they're now facing dangers to the future of their political careers because of these very same policies. So, what do these issues hold for the futures of President Trump and Prime Minister Johnson, respectively?
It seems to be essentially nothing. With Republican senators refusing to listen to the impeachment proceedings and the disagreement about Brexit amongst the political parties in the UK, it seems unlikely that either of these leaders will actually be losing office in the coming weeks. So then, why do we care?
These are fairly unique circumstances in any situation. Impeachment proceedings are extremely rare, and turnovers in British elections almost never come as quickly as they potentially could, with Johnson possibly holding office for just a few months. So these are both fairly groundbreaking events. However, what, in my opinion, should be most noteworthy here is the display of extreme partisanship in both scenarios. More so now than ever, politicians are sticking to their party lines and refusing to reach across the aisle, per se. even when democracy is at stake. Senator Mitch McConnell, for example, recently said that no matter what the investigations in the House revealed, he would ensure that the impeachment trial would not make it out of the Senate, which is a striking thing to say before really much of the evidence has been uncovered. Similarly, the variety of parties in the United Kingdom who have historically been able to cooperate are becoming more and more divided on the topic of Brexit and having more and more difficulty working together and working with prime ministers. So these two massive democracies falling deeper into partisanship could indicate the direction of democracies around the world. It seems pretty easy to believe that for years to come around the world, more and more polarizing politicians and policy will come into play, changing how we see democracy. But we're not quite there yet.
Right. It's not too late, but we need to remind our representatives what they are in D.C. for. And it's not to vote only on bills that are one-sided, but rather to improve the state of our nation as a whole. And as voters and future voters, it's our duty to write to and lobby our representatives to ensure this negative trend doesn't continue.
So that's all we have for you today from the Trailhead.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to tune back in for episode 2.